This is the Harry Minute. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Harry Minutes. My name is Harry T. Super excited to be back again, and I'm by myself. Today I'm going to be talking about unpopular opinions as regards love, sex, and relationships. If you follow me on social media, you would have actually seen that I actually put out a post asking folks for their comments, their thoughts on unpopular opinions as regards love, sex, and relationships. And I got quite a lot. Thank you for not airing me. This is what happens a lot of times. You know, you put out stuff that, oh, you're trying to do this, you're trying to do that, and then everybody just kind of like ghosts you low-key. So I really, really do appreciate it. I realized that a lot of people wanted to be anonymous, and so I'll just keep it generally anonymous and just talk about some of the comments that I got and just my general thoughts on some of the issues that were raised. Yeah? Let's get into it. So the first comment I got, right, was someone on WhatsApp, and he said, "Let's stop using religion to navigate sex, love, and relationship. It does not help us in any way." I think that that's something that a lot of us kind of agree with. I feel like there is a level of control and purity culture that religion preaches, and it influences how we navigate sex and relationships. It kind of influences how we even talk to our children about love and sex. There's a lot of experience, right, to show that a lot of times these approaches don't help, and that these churches or religions or have to raise up their level of awareness when it comes to these issues. So yeah, I kind of agree with what he said. Someone also said that, "I accept that three people can be in a relationship, but I don't understand it, especially the parts where it seems there's no balance in the way the partners love each other. In that case, do you just accept? Plus, are you not settling for less?" Some will say that it is a way to embrace everything, to get love from every angle. There are field articles on polyamory. There's some on the Love Matters Nigeria website that you can check out if you're having any questions about polyamory. There are also social media pages that are actually dedicated to breaking down what polyamory is. Because a lot of people kind of confuse it with open relationships. A lot of people don't even understand it at all. You can check out those platforms and just see how polyamory is navigated by people who are polyamorous, in polyamorous relationships, people who are in throuples, that kind of thing. It also helps us learn from people's experiences. And so it is important that you also open your mind to actually learning from people who are actually in polyamorous relationships and understanding that their experiences are also very valid, and they find love and fulfillment in a way that is not conventional than the rest of everybody else. Yeah? Someone on Instagram said, "Monogamy is a myth, but we aren't ready to have that conversation." I think we've been ready to have this conversation for a bit. The way people are exploring polyamory, open relationships, people are exploring being in non-monogamous relationships, which is a bit different from open relationships slightly, or the way people even explore just not even being in relationships, but just having like sexual partners and having their friends for feelings of fulfillment that they would get from a relationship. So I personally think that people are actually very much ready to have the conversation as regards whether monogamy is a myth or not. Someone also said threesomes are actually stress. And it was very interesting, people actually sharing why they feel that way, that threesomes are actually stressful. Someone actually shared a story of how someone suggested that they join a particular threesome, and then the person that suggested it started feeling left out during the activity because the other person and the person that he brought into the threesome were connecting and were having like a much more sexual intimacy / chemistry in the entire thing, and they started to feel left out. So they were like, "Oh, threesomes are very messy." So I understand why people say threesomes are actually stressful. Another very interesting point I heard was, it's totally okay if you don't reach point of ejaculation. Just messing around is okay too. Yeah, and I also feel like, you know, there are people who just getting fulfillment from everything else is part of the entire process also. So I kind of actually think that that is something that people will need to explore too when it comes to just having sex in general. And I got like interesting thoughts on riding, right? The first one was, let's be honest, riding on top can be hard. On the knees, legs, different styles are overrated, right? And then I had someone tell me that, you know, because of this, she's always like in the gym so that she can get like her riding game on point, because she agrees that it's very hard on your knees, on your legs. And so she's steady in the gym working on that lower body so that when she is riding, it is very, very, very top notch. I also got another comment on riding, and this one was, riding is stressful, but it's actually worth the stress. And yes, a lot of people have actually agreed with that too in my DMs. Another interesting comment I got was still back on monogamy. It says, monogamy isn't for everyone. People should be allowed to construct their love lives as they see fit. Very, very, very interesting stuff right there. And throughout the comments, I was guessing a lot of them bothered on monogamy, on single sex partners, you know, just on these various issues. Looking at how we are trying to go away. I won't say go away, but how our knowledge of sex and sexuality is constantly evolving, right? Leading someone to say that monogamous relationships may be extinct by 2025. I really don't agree with that. I feel that there are people who are genuinely monogamous. There are people who can only be with one person. And I feel like it is very important that we do not assume that because a few people are beginning to open up in the way they view sexuality, that it means that people just want to just explore, and people that are just very okay with one person, right? Which kind of leads me to relationships and having a partner, right? I got a very interesting comment when someone said that everyone is supposed to have multiple sex partners and sex shouldn't be a big deal. Now, I feel like it depends on where people are. I wouldn't say everyone is supposed to have multiple sex partners, because that would be just a generalization. I feel like for a lot of people, sex is very intimate, very personal, very spiritual even. And they are okay to decide to have only one sexual partner, right? And it is okay for them to want a partner who desires the same. What we find happen is the fact that a lot of people don't have that, have those conversations and don't clearly state what they want and what they need when it comes to sex, right? So you go with, and you don't be like, see, I would want to something somewhere down the line hook up with other people. Are you okay with it? If you're not okay, it's fine, right? There are people who will be okay with it that you can actually be with, right? So yeah, I think that we need to have those honest conversations. Someone also said the idea of a romantic partner that fits, gets you perfectly is a delusion. Teach your lovers how to love you. I think that this actually connects to another comment I got, which says your partner isn't necessarily showing their true color. They could have changed. People change. And I think that I get that kind of. I understand, you know, I'm not a child. I get that the idea of this romantic partner that is, you know, that we find in like Disney films is very, it's too idealistic. The partner that you dream of is very, very impossible to get. Very impossible to get. And I'm talking to myself, Harry Etier. The partner that you dream of. Just kidding. But yeah, I get it. But I also feel like there should be a base to work with. There should be something to fall back on. So you cannot just meet someone who is just, you don't connect with in any way and think that, you know, you can teach them how to love you the way that you want to be loved. It will be very hard, especially when you have to compromise on a lot of things. Compromise is a part of relationships, yes. And I wrote an article and I said that it's also to communicate your compromises. But I also think that even though we understand that the idea of a perfect partner might be a dream, it is very important that there is something to work with, right? There has to be something that you like about the person before you start to teach them how to love you. You have to connect on the basics. you know, on the fundamentals. So the thing is, what are your fundamentals? You know, what are the things that, you know, are very, very key in the person that you want to be with? You know, do you want someone who is very spiritual? Do you want someone who is very interested in, like, there has to be a baseline. I got another comment that said, marriage is overrated. Don't let anyone pressure you into one. This is very important. We see the pressure we put on people to get married, and we see how the pressure leads to bad choices and bad decisions, and they end up hurting not just the couple involved, but everyone around them, their children and everybody. So just as a general reason, if you were wherever you are, do not pressure people into getting married. No matter how perfect you think the couple are, no matter how anything, let people be people, let people do them, let them marry in their due time when they want to. Because marriage, to a lot of people, is a lifelong commitment, right? They don't want to have to go through the stress of a divorce. They don't want to have to go through the stress of a separation. So do not pressure people into getting married. And please, if you can, don't let anybody pressure you into marriage also. I love this comment. It says, love with your eyes open. Don't ignore any red flags. I feel like this is something that we need to emphasize. It is so good to be in love, and I believe in love at first sight, funny enough. But I also believe that when I see stuff that I feel like I will not be able to cope with in the long run, I don't try, right? When I meet someone, and even though I love them, I feel like there's a habit that they have, there's something that they do that I feel like is going to rub me off the wrong way eventually. Or I feel like they have a habit, or they have an attitude that I know that in the long run, I cannot deal with. I would rather just not pursue anything further. And it doesn't mean that I don't love the person or I didn't love the person. It just means that because of where I am at and what I'm looking for in a relationship, I would rather just us maybe even still be friends who just care deeply about each other than having something deeper that would in turn not last. I didn't really know, bro. And then you now block the person, and then you not speak to the person again. So yeah, that is how I look at these things. Another comment says, celibacy is a skill, gift. It's only for the strong-hearted or the disciplined. I totally, totally, totally agree with this. Celibacy is for people who are very, very disciplined. Someone also mentioned that there are multiple types of male orgasms and they are very attainable. I've read about this before. Whether you're a cishet man or you're a queer man, be open to exploring different ways to reach orgasm. I got a very interesting comment here, and this is because of there has been a abolished penetrative sex conversation in queer circles. This is queer men circles. People have talked about that penetrative sex is very unnecessary and may not be needed, right? And then someone is saying what everyone wants in sex, what turns them on quite varies, but we want to cancel this and that. So this is just going to say that let people like what they like. We cannot say, let us abolish something just because, right? And yes, not everyone is going to like penetrative sex, whether heterosexual or same sex. The thing is, people are going to like what they like. So we cannot say that we are abolishing anything or we're casting anything because people like what they like and it varies, right? Another interesting comment is, most tops love their ass eating, but won't bring themselves to admit it. This is very interesting, and I feel like there's a lot of heteronormative behavior that people bring into queer relationships, and I feel like it also influences how people engage in sex, right, in like queer relationships. There are different reasons why they won't admit it. I guess it's because, you know, some people feel like, oh, you know, I'm supposed to be the one that is doing the whatever. But yeah, I feel like people need to be more open to different things. Try out new things. Bad as a bad, you won't like it, that be, and you'll move on. So yeah, this is also very interesting. It says, queer relationships are generally shorter only because the social support couples need is lacking. This is very interesting. And a lot of people have actually agreed with it on social media. Someone says, I agree with this person in that it's a big factor. Many queer people still keep their relationships in the closet, and so that social support is generally absent. But that's one of the many reasons queer relationships don't last. Someone also said, compared to straight couples, they don't get enough. It's certainly worse in Nigeria. I feel that if queer couples had stronger societal support, couples counseling designed for same-sex partners, religious affirmation, endorsement of the relationship, more queer couple role models, and if they heard fewer I told you so's from family members when they face challenges, relationships will last longer and will not be sunk by problems that can be fixed. Points were definitely made when talking about if queer couples lack social support. I think that that comment truly explains it better. Someone also mentioned that both parties come to the table with personal hidden goals and objectives. Definitely. Everyone has expectations when they come into a relationship, but what is very important is that you communicate these goals and objectives. Do not hide anything. Communicate. Communication is very key. Someone also mentioned that gay couples don't last, and I feel like that ties into the earlier comment that said that queer couples lack social support. That's why it seems like they don't last. But I feel like even as this is a stereotype, because there are a lot of queer couples who are still thriving for many, many years. Someone mentioned sex is overly rated, too stressful. That's very interesting. This is a very interesting one. She said, men don't know how to cuddle. Small breast. So basically, this person is saying that men don't know how to cuddle, that when they get to feel someone, when they get to feel their partner's breast, you know, before you say Jack Robinson, their penis is already hard. She added that she loves it. So, hey, you know, someone is asking, why is honesty so hard? And I think that this is something that a lot of people find asking themselves, you know, because we are in situations where it's almost as though people don't want to be honest, people don't want to say the things that they really mean, right? But I feel like people have been wired and to think that you have to keep something to yourself, you have to think of yourself first in relationships. But when you're in a relationship with someone, the relationship comes first. And I think that we all should learn how to do things that will make the relationship work in general and not always think about ourselves. I think that's also very important. Someone said, I know there's true love, but I think it's not for me because I've never had it easy in relationships. I want to just say that nobody has it easy. Nobody has it easy. We all are going to have to do the work. But I think that we shouldn't give up on love just because we feel like it's not going to be a very easy situation. I am a romantic, so I'm very convinced that what you're looking for, you will find. If the universe knows that you deserve a certain type of love, the universe will bring it your way. So don't worry about it. Don't fret it. You will meet that person that will make you truly happy. I'm so happy that everyone really shared their thoughts on these issues. I'm really, really grateful that we shared our unpopular opinions on love, sex, and relationships. And I hope that this conversation would help you think and, you know, help you navigate these waters better. Because I realize that we like to trivialize these issues, but they mean a lot to us and we think about it a lot, right? So yeah, I really, really, really do hope that we really will take something from this episode. Thank you so much for contributing on social media. And thank you for listening to my podcast. Share your thoughts with the hashtag TheHarryMinute. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram @HarryETA. This is The Harry Minute. Bye for now.